Title, IP Protection and the Open COVID Cure Chase. Content, as the world grapples with its response to COVID-19, the availability and nature of intellectual property protection afforded for diagnostic tests, treatments, vaccines, and accompanying data is likely to have a significant impact on whether and how that information is shared and therefore necessarily will implicate the response time for containing the virus and resolving the pandemic. This article explores those available protections and how they may enhance or impede innovation. This article also discusses several alternative approaches that could be used during these extraordinary times to incentivize swift collaboration while still protecting the financial interests of the innovators. Biotechnology and pharmaceutical companies devote substantial sums of money to research and development, R&D. For example, the average R&D costs to bring a novel drug to market is $2.7 billion. What is the incentive? And how do these companies recoup this cost? One word, exclusivity, granting the owner a monopoly for a limited period of time serves to provide a return on the investment and replenishes the R&D pipeline for future breakthroughs. The patent system grants this limited monopoly in exchange for an enabling disclosure of the invention. But during an international crisis or a global pandemic, to be more precise, critics argue that this exclusivity can slow progress. This raises an important policy question: what is the ideal intersection between properly incentivizing the massive amount of capital investment needed to fund R&D, while at the same time allowing for adequate data sharing and access to critical information, advancements, and the like, in order to respond efficiently and effectively to the pandemic? The U.S. patent system already has these mechanisms in place for some inventions. On March 31, 2020, a group of scientists, lawyers, entrepreneurs, and other individuals initiated the Open COVID Pledge, encouraging owners of intellectual property, IP, related to COVID-19 to grant free licenses to their patented and copyrighted technologies, recognizing that IP rights could hinder research on potential cures, vaccines, and diagnostics. Similarly, companies have independently extended free licenses for relevant technology and innovations. For example, medical device giant Medtronic recently issued a special, permissive license for its portable ventilator, sharing the design specifications for free to enable participants across industries to evaluate options for rapid ventilator manufacturing to help doctors and patients dealing with COVID-19. And Labrador Diagnostics extended royalty-free licenses to other companies seeking to use its diagnostic technology for developing new coronavirus tests. Other companies with patented IP, developed using government funds, may soon follow suit so as not to spur so-called march-in rights under the Bayh-Dole Act, wherein the federal government may require an entity to grant a license to the fruits of government-funded research under certain circumstances to protect the public interest. Although no federal agency has ever exercised its march-in power, at least theoretically the option exists. Similarly, the federal government could exercise its power of eminent domain in the form of compulsory licensing, granting use of the patented invention without the owner's consent, and entitling the owner to seek reasonable compensation later. Indeed, there has been much discussion about the government exercising this power under 28 U.S.C. 1498. Section 1498 permits the federal government to use or manufacture technologies protected under current U.S. patents without the permission of the patent holder, and provides the patent holder with an action for the recovery of his reasonable and entire compensation. In other words, when the federal government infringes, patent owners are entitled to receive monetary compensation but lose the power of exclusion through injunctions. Use of Section 1498 therefore enables the government immediately to achieve various public benefits, lowering prices, expanding supply, and shielding socially beneficial activity, such as diagnostic testing, from liability risk or injunctive exclusion. On a broader level, patentees are incentivized to ensure that sharing is effective, as companies who can benefit from a free license have less incentive to develop a comp.